Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Jennifer, thanks for coming in this morning. Late last year, the county commissioners had a discussion about possibly cutting their portion of the funding that goes to the Cortez Animal Shelter. Can you give us an update on where that stands, what happened with that?
The county did do a 10% cut across the board on their entire budget, everything county. They did cut the funding that they gave to us by 10%, but they only supply about 20% of our budget anyway, so it wasn't that bad of a cut for us.
So 10% of 20% of your total budget.
Right.
Okay. And what is the total budget for running the animal shelter?
Around 238, okay. Anywhere from 225 to 238. Okay. So they generally would supply us with 55,000 every year for towards our budget, and this year it's 49.5.
And how will that impact you?
It should not really be that big of an impact, because I usually don't use all of my budget anyway. I do try to get as many grants as I can to help with spaying and neutering and that kind of stuff. So I try to offset my budget as much as I can getting grants.
That's interesting. Where does the grant money come from?
The Animal Assistance Foundation, and they help lots of shelters, rescues, humane societies, especially in the spay-neuter area, because it is such an important thing for people to do. So that's where we get a lot of our grants from.
Okay. How many employees work at the shelter?
We have 6 employees. 2 of them are full-time. I am one, and then I have an assistant, and then 4 part-time employees to help clean and take care of the animals.
Right. Do you have volunteers working at the shelter as well?
We have a few volunteers. Our hours kind of clash with some of them, but we do get a lot of volunteers. They have to go through a volunteer program. As far as getting a background check, since we're government, and then we set them up with a time to come. They come, they walk dogs, wash dogs, play with kitties, and they do some cleaning also.
Okay, and do they walk the dogs at the dog park next door?
At the dog park or around Denny Lake.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
A really nice path around Denny Lake, so that's a nice place for them to go.
You mentioned spaying and neutering, and I know that For Pets Sake also is very involved in that. How do you coordinate your efforts with For Pets Sake?
They are a totally different entity, so they also get grants for helping with spaying and neutering, where they can help the public get theirs spayed and neutered. My grants help the animals that are in the shelter. We get them all spayed and neutered before they get adopted, so that there's no question whether they're ever going to get spayed or neutered once they go home. The USDA passed a ordinance or law a few years ago that all animals leaving a shelter or rescue must be spayed or neutered before they go home. Before, it was on a voucher program. And when the person adopted an animal, you gave them a voucher. When they got it spayed or neutered, they brought it back saying it was, and they got some money back. 20% of the people did it.
Did it or didn't do it?
Only 20% would get their animals fixed.
Oh, okay. So this is a much better system, just doing it in-house.
Yes. And then we'd get these puppies and kittens from people that adopted from us. And it's like, oh, wow.
Where did this come from?
No. So we've been doing that for about 5 years now. And it's really helped in cutting down a little bit of the puppy and kitten population. Not a whole lot, but it has helped.
Right. How many cats and dogs can you accommodate at any given time?
We can accommodate a lot more cats than we do dogs. We about 40 cats if we have to. Usually it's anywhere from 15 to 20 is comfortable.
Okay.
Dogs, we can do 9 to 18 adult dogs and however many puppies we have to, because we can put multiple puppies in a cage where we can't the adult dogs. So we have had around 20 puppies at a time, and it's a little packed, but we can deal with it.
I wanted to come out and tour your facility before we did this interview, but I was afraid I might come home with a puppy.
Yes, we would have some really nice
very
ones.
Tempting.
Yes.
So what happens when an animal arrives at the shelter?
We do take, animal control picks up stray animals, and she will bring in an animal. They are filled out with paperwork, where they came from, what they are, the breed, the color. We get as much information as we can. They go into a kennel. We check them for a microchip right away to see if they do have an owner or not. Hopefully they have a collar and tags on. Majority of the people do not put tags on their dogs, and that's why we are there.
That's why they end up at the shelter, because
yes.
They're strolling the neighborhood and no one knows who they belong to.
Exactly. Okay. So then we vaccinate all the animals when they come in, just to be, you know, take the caution on them not catching anything or spreading anything. And then we hold strays 5 working days before they go up for adoption. So that does not include weekends. We're closed on the weekends during the winter months. In June, we'll start being open on Saturdays. And then we, after the 5-day hold, if nobody comes looking for them, then they go up for adoption.
Okay. Do you have people who need to relinquish their animals does that happen very often?
Yes, daily.
They're moving or they're ill, or what are the reasons that people have to?
There's a multiple reasons. Moving is the biggest one. Allergies. It got too big.
Oh.
Doesn't get along with others. You know, there's so many reasons why people have to. And some of them, you know, don't make a lot of sense to us, but you just have to, you know, put yourself in the person's shoes. And we do have sympathy for people that, you know, they got a pet wanting to love it, and then the situation comes where they can't keep it anymore. And that's another reason we are there.
Right, right. Yeah, you can't always know the whole story.
Sure.
How would someone go about adopting one of the animals at the shelter?
We do put them on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We also have the City of Cortez page that lists the animals. You come into the shelter and you check out the animals. It's a $100 adoption fee for dogs, $45 for cats, $60 if they want a microchip. The adoption fees do include with the dogs the spay or neuter, the microchip, their first vaccines except for rabies, and a health exam at local vets.
So they go home with a healthy animal.
Yes, yes. And that's why we also provide the health exam, so that they can get checked out within the first 2 or 3 days that they're home and make sure they are healthy. If they are not, they can bring it back for a refund or exchange for another pet.
Okay.
So you just come to the shelter, you interact with the animals, and pick out the one you want. Lots of people want a pet for their pet, and we encourage people to bring their dogs from home and do a meet and greet, and that way you're not on the person's dog's territory, where they may be a little more territorial, and they get to meet each other. And sometimes the dog that the person picked out is not the dog that the dog wants. The dog will pick a totally different dog. So that's why we encourage people to bring their animals.
And who gets the final say, the dog or
the
human? The dog gets the final say.
Yes.
As it should be, of course.
Yes.
Okay, I am going to have to come see you. I think we should wrap it up on that happy note. Thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In. And if people want more information about how to adopt or volunteer, how can they reach you?
They can call the animal shelter at 970-565-4910.
Thank you so much for coming in, Jennifer.
Thank you.